The government's outright rejection for a truce with Tamil Tiger rebels came a day after the European Union said the situation of civilians trapped in the war zone is dangerous and called for a ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid into the region. The European Union was echoing an appeal made in recent weeks by the United Nations and the international community. Foreign Secretary Palita Kohona says that the Tamil Tigers are deliberately not allowing civilians to leave the war zone and are using them as a buffer against attacks by the military.
It is also important to remember that this is a cynical situation where the Tigers have herded a large number of people, thousands of people, into an enclave and use them as hostages to convince the international community to call for a ceasefire. This is absolutely unbelievable situation where a terrorist group uses a large number of hostages to demand a ceasefire to save itself.
In a report published last week, the United Nations says that 2,800 civilians had died in recent weeks as the army pushed to defeat the rebels. The government says the numbers are unsubstantiated. It also says that a truce will allow the rebels to recover from the devastating defeat they have suffered in the past year. The military says heavy clashes are taking place as troops advance toward a 30 square kilometer patch of jungle in which the Tamil Tigers are cornered. The military says dozens of rebels have been killed in fighting in Mulai Tivu district since Monday and that troops have destroyed several rebel positions. Military spokesman Udena Naikara says the army is now less than a kilometer away from a safe zone, which was set up to protect civilians inside rebel-controlled territory. He says many civilians have been pouring into this area.
Presently, the civilians are coming in numbers now. For the last few days, over 2,000 people have come. Presently, the civilians are being accommodated in that safety zone which we have demarcated.
There is no independent verification of the claims about the fighting because reporters are not allowed into the war zone. But there is concern that civilians are at grave risk as the government intensifies its onslaught against the Tamil Tigers. The United Nations estimates that about 150,000 civilians are trapped in the war zone. The government says the number is much smaller. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.